Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, 4:6. Now we talk about selling Maaser Sheni. You may recall that we said before one is not allowed to sell Maaser Sheni, in as much as Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, it's not one's own property, it really is God's property, so to speak. But that, and therefore one can't sell it. But that's only true if when you try to sell it, what you're trying to do is achieve transferring the Maaser Sheni food to someone else who'll then have that food that's Maaser Sheni to take to Yerushalayim, and you'll just get money for it. Free and clear money. That can't work. But what you could do is be poded to redeem the Maaser Sheni money through a mechira, through a sale. That is to say that I have Maaser Sheni foodstuffs. I don't want to take them to Yerushalayim. It's too far for me. So I'll sell them to you now, and you'll pay me money. When you pay me money, if you're deconsecrating, this is legitimate here. You get the foodstuffs. The foods are now totally deconsecrated. I get the money, and the money now is invested with the kedusha that was on the Maaser Sheni produce. That's good old-fashioned deconsecration through a mechira. It's totally permissible. Okay, so that's fine. The thing is that there are two separate things happening. Number one is the transfer of ownership, and one of them is the deconsecration of the Maaser Sheni produce. Now, that sounds like it's the same thing. I transfer the goods, you transfer the money, and both things happen. Both A, the food becomes yours, the money becomes mine, as I'm the seller, and B, the food becomes deconsecrated and the money becomes invested with the kedusha. The problem is that what effects a transfer of ownership in a sale of movable objects, metaltalin, is hagbah, is the lifting up, the taking of the object itself, and not the handing over the money. Whereas when it comes to redeeming the kedusha off of Maaser Sheni produce, what effects that is the handing over the money, not the picking up of the object. Therefore, it could come out that if one hands over, first one takes, the buyer takes the produce, let's say he pulls it to himself, he picks it up, it becomes his, and now he is obligated to pay economically, you know, for the produce that he purchased to the seller. But until he pays the money, the produce hasn't been deconsecrated from its kedushas Maaser Sheni. So the Mishnah considers what happens if, let's say, the price fluctuates between the time of the purchase of the goods, the taking of the Maaser Sheni produce, and the paying of the money, the deconsecration of the Maaser Sheni produce. So the Mishnah says, Mashach mimenu maaser basela. The purchaser pulls, meaning he takes from himself the Maaser Sheni produce at the price of one sela. One shekel, $1 of value. It immediately upon taking the goods, the produce, the purchaser now owns that produce, and he has a financial obligation to pay the value to the seller, in this case, one seller. Below hispik livdoso, but the purchaser doesn't get a chance to hand over the money, he doesn't transfer over the cash, effecting the redemption, the pidyon, ad she'amad b'shtayim, before the price of those goods changes, going up, it doubles. So now the actual value of the produce that's in the purchaser's hand is not one but two selaim. So now how do we solve that? Now just think it through for a second. The financial obligation to the seller hasn't changed. When the purchaser purchased it from the seller, the obligation was to pay one sela. That obligation exists. However, deconsecrating of the produce is something between the owner of the produce and God. And that requires must be done at the prevailing rates, the value at the time of the redemption. So that being the case, what's going to happen is, noson lo sela, he the purchaser will give to the seller the one sela that he owes him, because that was the sale price. Now that will not be sufficient to redeem the produce, because now it's worth two at the time of redemption. So therefore, first of all, mishtaker basela. The Mishnah observes that he, the purchaser, now has profited by a sela, meaning he paid one sela, but he ends up getting two slaim worth of value. But umaser sheni shalo. It remains, however, the burden of the purchaser to hand over, if you will, a second free and clear sela to transfer the kedusha of the maaser sheni onto that coin. Meaning, he has to pull two coins out of his pocket. One coin he gives to the seller, and the other coin is invested with Kedushas Maaser Sheni, but he'll just save that coin when he goes to Yerushalayim. So net-net, economically, he has profited because he ended up being out of pocket one coin, and now has in his possession 2 shlo'im worth of foodstuff. So he won. At the same time, however, he will have to take that one coin that he set aside for Ma'aser Sheni from his own pocket to Yerushalayim. And that's not considered being out of pocket because that will go with him to Yerushalayim and he can buy foodstuffs for himself. So he's not losing out. So that way we solve both problems. Now the Mishnah considers the other possibility that the price went down instead of went up. Mashach mimenu ma'aser b'shtayim. At the time the purchaser takes possession of the foodstuffs, of the produce, he picks it up, the price, the prevailing price, the value is 2 shlo'im. But then, v'lo hispik levdoso, he, the purchaser, doesn't have a chance to redeem the produce, meaning he doesn't come up with the cash to give to the seller, ad sh'amad b'shlo'im, before the price drops down to 1 instead of 2 shlo'im. So now, let's think it through. On a financial basis, the purchaser still owes the seller 2 shlo'im. The fact that the price has gone down, okay, so he... too bad for him. He's got a bad deal. He's going to lose it. He's losing the seller. But the seller doesn't have to lose anything. And therefore, for sure, the buyer will have to receive the 2 shlo'im he deserves, and the seller has to come up with 2 shlo'im. The thing is, from the redemption point of view, from Pidyon, only 1 is sufficient. Only 1 is required. Because the second, there's only 1 seller worth of value here. So the Mishnah points out a very clever thing that the purchaser could do. He'll take 2 shlo'im, 1 out of his pocket, which he hands over to the seller, which is his now, and is invested with Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. The second seller that the purchaser owes, he doesn't need to take it out of his own pocket. He can take it out of from the shlo'im that are taped to his refrigerator to be taken to Yerushalayim. Meaning, he can take from a coin that already has been invested with Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. So, and he can hand that over to the seller. Meaning, the buyer doesn't need to be out of pocket 2. He can be out of pocket 1. Fresh coin and hand over a second coin that had Ma'aser Sheni on it already, because now net everyone works out okay. The foodstuffs only required 1 coin to be deconsecrated because that's the value at the time of deconsecration. Good. The seller needs to get 2 coins. He's getting 2 coins. Those coins that he's getting are coins that will be invested with Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni and have to go to Yerushalayim. But that's what he's expecting all along. That was the deal. So, this way, the seller gets what he always expected and what he deserves. The buyer takes the least economic hit, meaning he's still going to hand over 2 shlo'im worth of value, but 1 seller can already be out of a sale that otherwise is already reserved for Ma'aser Sheni and make the loss that much less severe to him. That's what the Mishnah says here. Nosun lo sela mechulin. The purchaser gives 1 sela of chulin from his pocket, a free and clear coin. Vesela shall Ma'aser Sheni shlo, and a second sela that already was set aside with Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni to go to Yerushalayim that the purchaser had set aside, but now he gives it to the seller. Now the last part the Mishnah considers is what happens if the seller is an Am Ha'aretz? That is to say, he can't be trusted to eat his Ma'aser Sheni b'tahara. So now the buyer has to be concerned that he's essentially causing a lifnei iver situation. He's handing over foodstuffs which need to be eaten with Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, but he has to be afraid that the seller, the Am Ha'aretz, will use the money and not, he will purchase Ma'aser Sheni foodstuffs, but eat it betuma. So, nosun lo medamai. The purchaser can give the seller that second coin from coins that he used to redeem not certain Ma'aser Sheni, but rather demai Ma'aser Sheni. And since that's only Madura button required to be redeemed, the rabbis are lenient and said that Demai, Durabon, and coin could be handed over to the seller. That's one of 2 pshatim in the Bar Tanura, and that's the pshat based on the gears we have. Nosun lo midamai, he gives that coin, the purchaser gives the coin to the seller from his Demai coins. The other possibility is the gears is midamav, from his own money. That is to say, according to the second pshat, second gears, which seems probably to be the preferred one of the Bar Tanura, what we're saying here is, if the buyer is a chaver, he's strict about halacha and tumah tahara, and the seller was an Am Ha'aretz, so then, even though we said a second ago that the buyer could take 1 shlo'im from his pocket free and clear, and the second shlo'im from his drawer of existing Ma'aser Sheni money, in the event that the seller is an Am Ha'aretz and can't be trusted to eat bit tahara, so then, unfortunately, the purchaser has to suck it up and hand out a second coin, midamav, that girsa, from his own pocket, handing over a total of 2 coins from his pocket, to ensure that nothing bad happens in terms of taking some which he, the purchaser, had, which had Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, and becomes used improperly.